Yesterday, the defense rested in the criminal contempt trial of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Attorneys for the government and defense spent the week presenting witnesses and evidence to Judge Susan Bolton, who will soon decide whether or not Arpaio knowingly violated a court order to stop his immigration patrols. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was at the trial this week. And Jimmy, take us back to the opening arguments. What did each side set out to do here?
Well, it's already been established that the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office was in violation of this order. The government said at the beginning of the week they would show that the former sheriff knowingly ordered his command staff and deputies to ignore the order. The defense, on the other hand, said they would show that despite the violations, they were a result of a lack of information and understanding, and there was no intention to disobey the federal judge.
Right. So remind us of the witnesses we heard from this week.
The government called Arpaio's former attorney, Tim Casey, to start, and he was actually on the stand for almost a full day. This was an attempt on the government's part to show that the former sheriff was alerted to the order. Casey testified he emailed the sheriff's command staff immediately after the order came down and explained to them that they could no longer pull people over based on suspicion of violation of federal immigration law. He also testified that he told MCSO they could no longer turn detainees over to federal immigration agencies if there were no state charges against them.
So it was this attorney's job to convey this order to the sheriff's office then?
Right. He said he broke it down into easy to understand language. You know, you can't do these immigration patrols anymore. You're going against a federal order. But on cross-examination, Casey really came under fire from the defense for how he did this. We found out that he only put the instructions in writing just one time in an email. He said everything else was done verbally, but that means there's no paper trail of what he actually instructed the sheriff's office to do. So the defense was all over that.
You also heard from law enforcement officials throughout the week. So how did their testimony affect things?
Well, we heard from several members of the human smuggling unit. They testified they were totally unaware of the order for a year and a half until the permanent injunction order came down. That's a message we kept hearing over and over. Despite what was said, it seems like no one at MCSO took the preliminary injunction order very seriously. One former lieutenant that ran the smuggling unit told the judge that he did not know about the order. Another said he was aware of the order immediately, but did not think they were violating it.
How could they read this order and think that they were in compliance?
Well, Lieutenant Joseph Souza said he believed they could still pull people over for traffic stops. He said after they lost their 287G authority, that was the partnership MCSO had with federal immigration officials to enforce federal immigration laws. After they lost that authority, they would instead pull people over for traffic violations. And then in the course of the stop, they would call ICE or Border Patrol to check on the immigration status of the people they detained.
But that wasn't the way they were supposed to proceed?
No, if they pull someone over, they're supposed to look for violation of state criminal charges. And if they don't find one, they have to release the detainee. They can't keep holding someone on suspicion of being in the country illegally.
Okay, so a lot of testimony for the judge to consider. What else is she going to take into account here?
There is testimony and depositions from the civil trial, as well as video and news clips of the sheriff. Judge Bolton is reviewing that evidence to see if she'll admit it. She's only interested in statements made by Arpaio between 2011 and 2013. That's the time this preliminary injunction order was in place.
All right, so closing arguments are next. Is that right?
That's right. They're scheduled for next Thursday, July 6th. We'll know before then if any additional evidence was admitted. But Lauren, the closing arguments, I think, are going to be really important because so far, at least in court, the government hasn't really shown or produced testimony that there was any intent from Arpaio to disobey this order. You know, no one came out and said the sheriff told me to go against this, or none of the top commanders testified that the sheriff was even aware that this violation was going on. Hmm. So that is the main question. And of course, that's the serious question in this trial.
All right. We'll watch for those next week. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks.
You got it, Lauren.